they can get through one more strike. Pitch, deal. That's going to be high and outside, so not going to get it on that pitch. 1-2 goes the count to Grimm. A nice twilight time coming up here at about 7 o'clock hour. Keep listening here at 105.5 WIRI as we have that last pitch. That's a swing and a miss, and that's the third out of the inning. Down goes Grimm, and no runs, no hits, no errors for either team. No errors for the Eagles as we head to the second inning. Keep listening here at 105.5 WIRI.
It's high school sports season. You don't want to miss cheering on your favorite athletes during this exciting time of the year. Our Wisconsin Rapids Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Visit their website to find out about fun local events, great places to stay, and excellent restaurants. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com or call 715-422-4650.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
WIRI Nakusa.
WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin Rapids.
Pretty good funk music going there, but the Royals are still in a funk. His first pitch, first out there, Lydia Smith. She flies out to dead center. And that is your first out of the second inning. Unfortunately for the Royals, so that's an F8 if you're scoring at home. For the first out, Stofflet, she comes up to the plate. She had a little rough first game. I mean, she reached on a walk and she was hit by a pitch. And she got a strikeout there, so that she had one official at bat in that first game. In comes Stanton. Stanton, high pitch. As we move right on along, top of the second inning. No score between the Royals and the Eagles. There's a foul sent over the fence there. Hope everyone was paying attention. Don't want to see anybody get hurt. In on the index circle is Maddie Moss. Again, Stofflet, Moss, those are two freshmen in the order for the Royals, which is something you haven't seen the past few years too much. That's another high pitch. Kunkel's 3-1 on Stofflet. And here's potential payoff pitch. Throws down low, squirts through the legs of the catcher there, and we got a base runner and Stofflet with a walk. Lead off walk, or a one out walk, I should say. Stofflet, so that pretty good for the Royals there, I would say. Jess Norton, another freshman in the on deck circle. Pitch going to Maddie Moss, swing and a miss. As Coach Nelson calling out the alignment on offense. And Coach Schill on the first base side, give a couple words of encouragement to Stofflet. In comes a pitch, and there's a bunt. Perfect bunt right in front of the plate. Sacrifice bunt goes 2-4. So job was done very well there by Moss. She moves over Stofflet to second, bringing up Norton. Then in the index circles, a nine batter. That is Delaney Hans. So the last four batters in the order, all freshmen for the Royals. That's the way it was in the first game. And there's a grounder to first. 1-3, ground out. And that is how your top of the second inning goes. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left. And we're through one and a half here at Robinson Park. No score between Auburndale and Assumption. Keep listening here, 105.5 WIRI.
Greenway RV is your one-stop destination for family fun and easy travel. No need to hesitate whether to take your family and friends with you for travel. A fantastic trip starts with Greenway RV, a proud sponsor of high school sports on 105.5 FM WIRI Wisc Country Legends. Stop into Greenway RV at 8220 State Highway 13 today and discover just how badly you've been needing a new camper. With fully customizable campers and RVs and financing included, what's holding you back?
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Back here, bottom of the second inning at Robinson Park between the Royals and the Eagles of Auburndale. And we have no score. Up at the plate for the Eagles is Sam Stanton, the pitcher. And first pitch, she falls off her foot. And she stands back in the box ready to go, but she's down the count 0-1. Second pitch, called strike right down the middle. So that 0-1 count quickly becomes an 0-2 count. So I was saying earlier, our friends down in Port Edwards, heck of a night, as they got a couple wins with one coming on the baseball diamond and another on the softball field, as there's a liner shot right up the first base line that got right through the glove of Maddie Moss. So a base hit to right nonetheless. So Stanton gets on with Danica Blomberg. Coming up, she's at the plate. With the runner on, no outs. He pitches Kavanaugh, and that's a bunt attempt, fouled back to the screen. So no harm done there. As I was saying, down in Port Edwards, good night for them. The softball team, well, Port Edwards, they swept almost center Lincoln, as there's another foul bunt attempt up the third baseline this time. As count goes 0-2 on Blomberg. No, last night, Port Edwards baseball, they took care of business over almost center Lincoln. 15-5, and then softball. Ooh, man, they swatted those Hornets 22-0 in three innings. Then tonight they hosted Tigerton at home, Port Edwards. And baseball won 13-12, so they had a bit of shootout tonight. Where the girls won 9-6, so good for our friends in Port Edwards. As a soft pop up to Kavanaugh, records first out. So, as I was saying, our good friends, a good friend of mine, is our AD over in Port Edwards, Shane Stoltenpole. That baseball team's 4-0 here in the young season. Softball's moved to 2-1, so I hope things continue over in Port Edwards and we can bring a few games of theirs coming up in the coming weeks as we inch along in our spring sports season. One down here in the bottom of the second inning, excuse me. One down, 0-1 count. This 0-1 count goes to Taylor Anderson. She sent the ball foul. Delivery from Kavanaugh's wide enough. Just a bit wide. So count goes to 1-1. Pitch outside. Claire Nelson's really watching that runner on first. That's Sam Stanton. Sam's getting a bit of a lead, so it'll be interesting to see if she actually takes off on one of these and if she can outrun the arm there, Claire Nelson. 2-1 count coming, and there's a foul ball sent over, way over past the right field line. And then we move the count. That moves 2-2 for Taylor Anderson. Come on down, say hi if you get out and about and want to see some tail end of a softball game. Get some brats or some burgers at the concession stands, a couple sodas. That'll be all right. Support the softball team and their endeavors. And never be afraid to come up and say hi to myself or Randy. Always want to say hi to our friends that listen to us. As double play is turned by Anna Schooley, as she grounds, as Taylor Anderson grounds out to end the bottom of the second inning. Stanton is out 6 unassisted to a double play, 6-3 if you're scoring a home. And that erases that hit in the game. So at the end of 2, Auburndale goes down. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, nobody left. We're going to third inning, scoreless, 0-0 between Assumption and Auburndale. Keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
If you're tired of juggling work schedules, soccer practice, and grocery runs all on one set of wheels, take a look at a great new or pre-owned vehicle from Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. The team at Johnson & Sons understands the needs of busy families like yours and for the first-time car buyer. Low down payments, flexible financing, and top-notch service. They've got it all. They're family-owned, so they'll put your family first. Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, 1910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, and online at johnsonsons.com.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Third inning coming at you here in Robinson Park, Merriwood Conference, South Division softball. No score. Auburndale and Assumption coming through, and got Delaney Hahn here at the plate as she has different count. Count hasn't updated yet. I know I missed a pitch, but so I'm just waiting on the update. There is Stanton. She's dealing. And there's a bunt attempt. That gets called for strikes. It's at least 2 strikes up there. No outs yet. As we creep closer and closer to twilight here on a beautiful Saturday night. Or a beautiful Friday night, excuse me. I'm a day ahead in Wisconsin Rapids. Hahn sends one foul. She was starting to time up Stanton. So it's good for her as she's able to do that. And we're looking about, I believe it's a 1 or a 2-2 count, I believe. Scoreboard just went out, froze up, so. There's a grounder sent to the pitcher who throws it in the dirt. It gets past the first baseman. Round goes Hahn, and she makes it into second standing. So the Royals get off the schneid here a little bit as she reaches on an E1. That got was a two-base error. So that turns over the lineup there for Anna Schooley, who was 0-for-1 on the night. She grounded out 6-3 in the first inning. We'll see how she can respond here. She's had a little bit of a rough night defensively in the first game, but she made up for a big time in the bottom of the second inning when she turned a 6-3 double play. First pitch coming. That's low, but blocked very well there by Blomberg. So she keeps the ball in front of her and doesn't allow Hahn to advance to third. Again, hi, everybody, for listening here. Stuck through the first game and still sticking through the second game. I appreciate you there. My name's Mike Comer, and Seth Habiger back at the studio doing a wonderful job working all the magic. Good music between the games there. Some pretty good songs, and Of course, the bumper music when we come back to the action. That's always really good signal that the game's coming back. As Schooley stands in. Stanton shakes off Blomberg. Pitch coming. And it's crushed to left field. Up. Watch that ball. Goes off the bottom of the fence. And that is caught on a hop. And there is a double there for Schooley. RBI double that scores Hahn. That ball was just missed by a little bit from getting out of here. But nonetheless, Royals take the lead 1-0 over the Eagles. That's about right for Schooley to get her offense going as the scoreboard starts coming back on. Up next is Ari Cavanaugh. She steps in. Schooley stand on second. Nobody out. Errors proving costly in the first game, and now the second game as well, as the E1 allowed Hahn to reach first base and second, and then Schooley brought her in with that big double. And now there's an opposite field shot to right, and that is fouled. Not by much. It was foul. I was waiting for the call from home plate umpire, and he took his time, but you got the right call, I suppose. He's got a better look than I do. So we still sit here with a 1-0 lead in Robinson Park for the Royals. It's a 1-1 count coming. Nobody out. Cavanaugh steps back in. Stanton deals. Bunt laid down perfectly. Slow roller. First of. It'll be pitcher to first. We'll see if she got it. Nope, she did not get there in time. That is a 1-4 put out. That'll be sacrifice. So it doesn't count as a bat. First out, and that moves Schooley over. So we got a runner on third with Claire Nelson. She had a single in the first inning, so hoping to keep that batting average in the second game perfect. Pitch low and away, ball one. So we'll see how we can get things going here for the Royals in game two. Again, beautiful night for a game. That's going to be a 3-0 count. And we're looking to see if we can put the runners on the corners with Macy Vollert coming up with the Royals with a 1-0 lead. In looks Stanton. She delivers. And that's called strike there. So the count goes to 3-1 on Claire Nelson. Again, want to give a big shout-out to our friends in Port Edwards. As baseball team came away with a 13-12 shootout over Tigerton. Moved 4-0 on the year. And then softball, they got a big 9-6 victory over Tigerton. So they moved to 2-1. So our friends in Port Edwards had a heck of a way to start the weekend off of a very busy week. Baseball team had 4 games. Softball had 3. So very happy for the kids there. And hopefully we can see them on WIRI in the coming weeks. As Claire Nelson gets a walk, so she gets the runners on the corners. One out. Schooley standing on third. Macy Vollert coming up to bat. Oh, no count here. Here's first pitch. And there's a good hit there by Vollert. It goes deep. It goes to the wall. Around. The Schooley scores. Around comes Claire Nelson, stopping at second. There's a 2 RBI double. And the Royals are in business here in game two. If the frustration was in the first game, they're making good for it in the second. As Royals now are enjoying a 3-0 lead here in the top of the third. One out, Lydia Smith's coming to plate. She flew out to center in the first appearance in the second inning. So we'll see if she can get on the hit column here for the Royals. Good friend, the AD over at Port, Shane Stoltenpole. He's listening here, and he shot me a message and said, hey, thanks for the shout out to the kids. They've worked hard, and they sure have. I totally agree, and he's one of the nicest guys you're ever going to meet. There's a little bloop out to shallow center for Smith, so she gets that hit I was just talking about, and that moves Vollert up to third. So again, runners on the corners for the Royals. One down with Lexi Stoffler coming up to the plate. Yeah, Max Ayers there with the softball team in Port. He's a heck of a coach. Good friend there, too. Football team, softball team coach is there. Always fun to talk to Max. I remember reporting on him when he was a student, as there's a stolen base attempt, and that was going to be a double steal, and the Eagles didn't take that bait as Smits comes up unchallenged to second. So the Royals, they have two in scoring position with one out with Stofflet on a 1-0 count. And of course, Ben Martinson, the baseball coach at Port. He's fun to talk to. He's always got something smart to say, and I enjoy that and someone's sense of humor. So it's always fun to talk to him and Max and, of course, Shane and all the coaches there at Port Edwards. It's always really fun to talk to them, and just really nice faculty there and really nice students. And same can be said, your assumption is Stofflet hits one, slices it, opposite field, it's down, one runs in. And there's Smits being held up at third, but she is safe at home when Stofflet tries to leg it into a double. Either way, she gets a single with an RBI. Run scores from Vollert. Smits got to third, and she scored on the throw. So the second out is Stofflet, but Maddie Moss comes up to bat. The bases are clear of Royals. So we are here with two outs and Maddie Moss at the plate. It's going to be a 2-1 count to Moss. 5-0 lead for the Royals. This is a totally different team here in the second game. They're catching up to Stanton a lot better than they did Griesbach in the first game. But either way, it's good to see them start getting off the schneid a little bit offensively, as they only had three hits in that first game. It struck out 17 times. So those struggles that they had in that first game, as there's a grounder hit to third. Third to first for Moss. She is out, and that's a third out of the inning. And you have a score of 5-0 Assumption over Auburndale as we head to the bottom of the third. Keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
Whether in the cold of winter or the storms of spring and summer, make power outages a thing of the past with a standby generator from Econ Electric. Econ Electric is your full-service electrical contractor with commercial, industrial, residential, and 24-hour emergency services. In Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, or Plover, count on Econ Electric to get the job done right. Located at 4610 Plover Road in Rapids. That's Econ Electric, where every project is done safe, done right, on time, every time. A proud supporter of high school athletics.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Bottom of third inning here at Robinson Park. Assumption enjoying a 5-0 lead over Auburndale as we come back up to the 8-9-1 hitters with Reagan Lau coming up here. She has first plate appearance with Kelly pitching, and she deals it, hits the low outside corner. Goes up the count. One strike, no balls. The second pitch coming. Yeah, that's the same exact spot, and it's called the same exact way. So count should be 0-2, I believe. Scoreboard says 1-1, but could have sworn the umpire said strike on the first one. And there's strike two, so I guess he did change his mind on that first one. Surprising, but I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Again, want to give a big shout-out to everybody who's listening tonight. It's very much appreciated. As there's a tipped foul, just stave off a strike out there is Lau. Big shout-out to the girlfriend who started a new work, a new job this week. So I'm very happy for her, very proud of her. Sitting at home playing with the cats, as always. They're making a big mess with their toys, so they're acting naughty. So they're her cats then. And if they're good, they're mine. That sounds kind of like kids, I suppose. But no, they're good boys. They're all right. They try. And any, as I said before, any pet's a good pet. Good pet's a great pet. So we got a foul tip back as we're still sitting at a 1-2 count to Lau. Thanks to Seth back at the studio and doing a sacrifice on his Friday night. Bringing the games to our listeners. And here's payoff pitch, and that one's foul too, so getting quite the pitch count experience here is Lau. As we're bottom third inning, Assumption leading 5-0. As the sun is sunk behind the trees, so you can feel the temperature start to drop just a little bit. Could be a lot worse. Could be better, but it could be a lot worse. Kavanaugh gets ready. Here's pitch outside, so go count evens up 2-2. So we're getting closer and closer to the fish fry time. I know the crowds have thinned out just a little bit. I think some people want to go and get that fish fry. As there's another foul tip back into the screen. More get that fish fry and start the weekend off right. Don't care where you go for one, just go get one. Probably won't be able to this week, but maybe next week. We'll see. And there's your called strike three over Reagan Lau for the first strikeout of the first out of the inning, coming via strikeout. Next up is Hope Schulte, the number nine batter, as she plays in right field. There's a gentleman just came through and handed me a hot dog or a brat. I really appreciate it there. Really appreciate it. It wasn't necessary, but it's appreciated. Thank you. As we get another pitch in, count goes 2 balls, no strikes. The young lady standing behind me laughing as I'm like, oh, I just got handed a hot dog. Oh, that's great. And there's a foul tip back in the screen. I hope they can hear the rest of the weekend, because they've been sitting there for the first game, and so far through all the second game, they've been having to listen to me, so hope their hearing's okay the rest of the weekend. And there's a called strike, so count goes to 2-2 now here on Schulte. Assumption Group is always very hospitable. They always take care of you. It's always appreciated. Randy and I love going to Assumption sporting events. And, you know, it's the home team and the away team. You know, there's a good group here from Auburndale. They've been sitting in front of me. They haven't left. I haven't annoyed them that bad yet. So they're having a good night here and enjoying the sunshine and the weather. There's a strike three there on Schulte. And there's the second out in the inning. Goes back up, top of the order. Excuse me, that's center fielder, I should say. And there is a grounder to third. That's Hahn back over to Moss, and it's in time. 5-3 put out, Hahn to Moss. And that is the end of the third inning. No runs, no hits, no errors for the Eagles. And we are going to the top of the fourth inning, where Assumption leads 4-0. Keep listening here on 105.5 WRI.
It's high school sports season. You don't want to miss cheering on your favorite athletes during this exciting time of the year. Our Wisconsin Rapids Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Visit their website to find out about fun local events, great places to stay, and excellent restaurants. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com or call 715-422-4650.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, low in the low 30s. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer for tomorrow, high into the low 70s. And more sunshine for Sunday, high mid 70s. On Monday, sun continues and breezy again, high low 70s. It's 55 right now.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get?
Another 16 tons. That's all my feet feel after a long work week. But sold my soul to the company store, even though the company store might actually be Fleet Farm or Cabela's for me as I get ready for the big turkey hunt next week. Might get the first season. I start on Wednesday, so won't be bringing too much for sports next week. If weather permits, we'll be bringing you Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln baseball when they host Merrill on Tuesday at the Rapids Sports Complex with Trust Bank Field. So, not actually, you know, that's Nakusa Port Edwards State Bank Field. Wood Trust Bank Field is the football field. My apologies there. So, getting back into this game, Jess Norton. She starts things off in the fourth inning for the Royals. She fouls one to the screen. And she does it just again against the left field fence. So we get to see what Stanton still delivers. That's a bounces in there, so count goes one ball, two strikes. Top fourth inning. Assumption enjoying a 5-0 lead. Pitch, and that's driven high and deep, going to left field, and that is off the fence, so that's going to be at least two for Norton. And she stands in there. She gets there in time, so a double for the freshman, Norton. And the Royals are in business. Coming up the nine hitter, Delaney Hahn. So we will see what the Royals come up with now. They are Charlie Nelson, the coach Charlie Nelson, having a chat with the umpire. And in comes George Aglinski. Courtesy running. So that's a little bit of a switcheroo in the lineup. Norton gets that big double all the way, hit right at the bottom of the fence. That was another one that a little bit more wind. That maybe carries out there. So I'll just have to talk more and create more wind, and maybe it'll drive out there. Probably invite politicians from Washington to stand here and talk on both sides of the aisle, of course, and get them to talk, and maybe it would have already flew down to Port Edwards. There's a bunt attempt there by Hahn. As I always say, no political affiliation. There's a bunt attempt there by Hahn. Goes foul. So she's down the hole. No balls, one strike. Again, if you want to hear more games, be sure to call the office. Let the ladies in the office know you want more. You want more high school sports. Let them know that's always something we can work on. And if you have a business that would like to sponsor this coverage of high school athletics, give them a call and get an advertisement on the radio. And Pam at the office, she loves talking to you people out there. And she loves talking with business owners and getting your business out there on the airwaves. It can be for spring sports, coming up winter, football, you name it. Always looking for sponsors to bring the games to our audience. So stop in at the office down at the roundabout on the west side of town. And that would be always a good opportunity to get out in the community and meet some of the people. As Hahn is sitting at a 2-2 count, nobody out, runner on second, check at his courtesy running. And that ball just rolls in there, so the count goes full. Command's starting to be a little bit of an issue for Stanton. I mean, she's had to labor a little bit. The Royals have hit her fairly well here in the second game of this doubleheader. There is a pop up to the infield to second, and that is caught there by Grimm for the first out, leaving Jaglinski on second. Brings up the top of the order, Anna Schooley. She's 1-for-2 with a double and an RBI, scored a run, and she grounded out 6-3 in the first inning. So we'll see if she can. She just narrowly missed a home run in that third inning, so we'll see what she has to do as coaches are having a meeting here at the pitching circle. And it looks like there is a pitching change, and it looks like we're going to be getting a second showing of Morgan Griesbach. Morgan Griesbach, outstanding game in the first game. 17 strikeouts, one walk, and she just fired her first warm-up pitch into the back screen, which, hey, that's a warm-up pitch. That's what those are for. We'll take an opportunity here, as we got a moment, to thank Econ Electric for being a fine sponsor of our broadcasting here at these events, whether it's football, basketball, hockey, softball, baseball. Econ Electric, they can get the job done for you. They've been at it since 1970, right in the 70s there. Then they've done commercial and home, residential, electrical contracting, as you need it. So you need some power run out to the man cave or the she shed or chicken coop or barn or garage, whatever you need. Need a new light switch? Give them a call. They'll be more than happy to work with you. Excellent job by Econ. So I want to thank them again for being a proud sponsor of high school athletics here on WIRI. As Griesbach comes in, and she gets cracked there by Schooley. She gets under it, and it's caught by the center fielder, but nearly doubles off Jaglinski. She thought that ball was going to get down. Unfortunately, it was not. So out number two is Schooley. She flies out to center. Then Ari Cavanaugh comes up. I understand the pitching change. You bring in Griesbach, and she's just mowed right on through. She's just mowed right on through the Royals all night. So I can understand it. As 0-1 count to Cavanaugh. Pitch comes. That's going to be outside. Count goes 1-1. Wind has really died down. It's really become a really nice night. As twilight sets in, pitch inside. The count goes 2-1. As Griesbach, she shakes off the call there by catcher. And there's a called strike. Evens count 2-2. Blomberg there, still behind the plate. Caught the first game. Pitch, high and outside. Count goes full to Cavanaugh. 3-2 count, two out. Royals leading 5-0, top of the fourth inning. The Eagles made a pitching change back to Morgan Griesbach, who got the winning game one. Just dominated the pit by the batters there of the Royals. And she does it yet again. She strikes out Kavanaugh. Third out. And we go to the middle of the fourth inning. That would be no runs, one hit, no errors, one left. And we are heading to the middle of the fourth. Assumption leading Auburndale 5-0. Keep listening here at 105.5 WIRI.
If you're tired of juggling work schedules, soccer practice, and grocery runs all on one set of wheels, take a look at a great new or pre-owned vehicle from Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. The team at Johnson & Sons understands the needs of busy families like yours and for the first-time car buyer. Low down payments, flexible financing, and top-notch service. They've got it all. They're family-owned, so they'll put your family first. Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, 1910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, and online at johnsonsons.com.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
To write a cathedral, I'll need a ballpoint pen.
Bottom of the fourth inning. Assumption leading 5-0 over Auburndale. Hurry. Kavanaugh in the pitcher's circle there for the Royals. Once we get looking at the sheet, Maya Krings, leadoff batter coming up. First inning, she flew out to right. No harm, no foul, and she gets the first pitch called strike. She goes down the count 0-1. I was able to quick mow down that gifted bratwurst by a gentleman who, between innings, just walked up and handed me a bratwurst. That was really appreciated. That's good. That's probably going to be my supper tonight. I'm going to be a little bit of a late night, but that's all right. Do it for the kids. So count goes to two balls, one strike. This is our first batter here in the bottom of the fourth. And there's a foul ball hit to left side. And Mike Krings. Yeah, that was quite the gift there. I really appreciate that. It was a nice little bit of supper. And I know the expression, never look a gift horse in the mouth, but there's got to be something for bratwurst. Never look a gift bratwurst in the wrapper. I don't know. There's got to be something. As there's another shot out to right field, but Stoffel can't quite get to it. Because it falls right in front of her. And that's the first hit for Krings in the second game. And up next is Morgan Griesbach. First inning, she grounded out 4-3, second to first. So she's looking to see if she can move over Krings and get the offense back into it. And first pitch is going to be high. And Nelson fake to throw to first, then asked the umpire where did it miss and was too high. Well, she says, all right, thank you, sir. Pitch coming in, that's a swing and a miss there by Griesbach, so count evens at 1-1. Griesbach looks at Coach Schulte, steps back in the batter's box, rock, pitch, delivery, that's going to be outside. Count goes two balls, one strike. Yeah, never look, I don't know, look gift bratwurst in the grill. Well, in the wrapper, I guess. Maybe I'll go with the wrapper. And that's a called strike on the outside as count goes 2-2. Is Ari Kavanaugh. She looks to continue her dominance of the Auburndale bats. As that one, that pitch was just a little high. Count goes full. Runner on first. Nobody out. Bottom fourth inning. Assumption enjoying a 5-0 lead. And that's a foul ball. Grabbed by Claire Nelson. Count stays full for Griesbach. Pitch is outside, and that's a walk. Maybe a first walk of the evening for Kavanaugh. So runners on first and second as there's a time called. Charlie Nelson coming out to the mound or to the pitcher circle and discussing with the defense. Hey, it's all right. Just keep the ball in front of you. Here's what we want to do. Play will be at any bag. So let's just get the out. As they break up the huddle, Charlie goes back to the dugout. Players get back to their normal positions. Braylee Grimm coming up here. She's 0-for-1 in the game with a strikeout. And there's a bunt attempt. It's low, so it'll be ball one. Well, he called it strike. He must have offered. Yep, and that's... Yep. Yep, she went around, so that's what they're calling. So it is a strike. You know, he's got to kind of wait and see what the umpires say. It's like football games, so you got to kind of wait for the spot. Right where you think it is, that's not where it's going to be. Kavanaugh rocks, fires. That's called strike on a bunt offering. So, Grimm sitting 0-2 count. Nobody out. Two runners on. Bottom four. Royals leading 5-0 over the Eagles. Grimm steps in. Pitch. And it's grounded right to Kavanaugh, who fires third. And she is called out on the bases. And it is the call of the base umpire. Schulte is appealing, so they're going to confer. So we just got to wait for a moment. That would be a fielder's choice. 2-5 put out for the first out if it stands. So there's a talk going on. As everyone just kind of waits. And she's being called safe. So she reaches on the fielder's choice. And the bases are engulfed with Eagles. Here in the bottom fourth inning, 5-0 lead for Assumption at the moment. Nobody out. Bases loaded for Auburndale. Sam Stanton up at the plate. She is 0-for-1, she grounded out to short in her first at-bat, and she just fouled this back to the screen. So we'll see what Kavanaugh can do here as she has a bit of a jam going on. Pitch, fouled again, count goes 0-2. Kavanaugh, hopefully for her sake, for the Royals' sake, working on getting a strikeout here, and you can put a double play ball into effect. Fire, and that is called strike three, and she gets that out, that first out of the inning. Coming up next is Danica Blomberg, and she's 0-for-1 as she up to Kavanaugh in the second inning. Blomberg, she comes up with the bases engulfed with Eagles with one out. See what happens next here as that pitch is just a little bit outside. As Kavanaugh walks back into the circle, Schulte giving the base running instructions on what to do here coming up. Pitch is hit into left field, fielded cleanly, hip cut off to Schooley, and she gets it in, but not before two runs score. Well, that would be a single to RBI with Blumberg on first, Grimm on second, and Griesbach and Krings both score on the play. It's a 5-2 game, one out, runners on first and second, deals Kavanaugh, and that's a grounder to Kavanaugh. She fields it, slips a little bit, fires to first in time. So that just moves those runners over to one base as Anderson goes down 1-3 with two outs. Reagan Lau, she comes up. Last appearance, last inning, she struck out looking. So we will get a courtesy runner here. Blumberg in for out for number 21. Which I'll double check with the roster. I finally got a roster here, so I should be a little more better prepared. Katie Brandle, courtesy runner there for Blumberg. So Reagan Lau down 0-1 in the count. First pitch was a strike. Second pitch, she follows out of play along the right side as the lights in the outfield start taking full effect here on this beautiful Friday night. Hope you're having fun out there tonight. If you're sitting around a fire or the afterglow of a fish fry in your easy chair listening to the radio, that'd be all right. Or even out in the man cave or in the garage enjoying some family time and some beverages. Adult or otherwise, it doesn't matter. Just as long as you're having a good evening with loved ones and listening here on 105.5 WRI. And there is a big pitch and a big strike out for Kavanaugh as she strikes out low for the third out of the inning. But not before the Eagles get some damage in as they record two runs, three hits, no errors, but they leave two. So we head to the top of the fifth inning, Assumption holding a 5-2 lead. So keep listening, our 105.5 WRI.
Greenway RV is your one-stop destination for family fun and easy travel. No need to hesitate whether to take your family and friends with you for travel. A fantastic trip starts with Greenway RV, a proud sponsor of high school sports on 105.5 FM WIRI Wiscountry Legends. Stop into Greenway RV at 8220 State Highway 13 today and discover just how badly you've been needing a new camper. With fully customizable campers and RVs and financing included, what's holding you back?
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WIS Caregiver Careers makes it easy with free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Five 309 coming up here, but a couple of those numbers were involved in this game as we're in top of the fifth inning. Assumption holding a 5-2 lead over Arvindale as Claire Nelson comes up to the plate. She quickly finds herself in a 0-2 hole as Morgan Griesbach is back in the pitcher circle for the Eagles. Griesbach, she gets ready, throws in. That's a big foul fly out of play. Nearly misses a couple of youngsters over there playing. Even more youngsters start running over to get the ball back into play. So no one got hurt, which is good. Never want to see anyone get pegged by a foul. In comes Griesbach, and that's a grounder. That's going to be, she's going to beat out that tag to the plate, or to the bag. So she burns out, turns and burns, an infield single for Claire Nelson. That girl could move down the line. That slow roller really helped her out. And now up is Macy Vollert. She is 1-for-2 with a double, 2 RBI, and runs scored and strikeout in the first inning. So we'll see if she can keep up some success here with a runner on and nobody out. And that first pitch is high. She does not go, so she's got a 1-0 count. I believe it's a 1-0 count. We'll find out in a moment. Griesbach settles in on the rubber, rocks, pitch, fire, and there's a strike. So it's going to be a 1-1 count come up to Vollert. Again, 5-2 lead for Assumption over Auburndale, top five. Just right before the 8 o'clock hour, and that's called strike two, so it goes to a 1-2 count here for the junior from Assumption. The Royals could really use a split in this doubleheader. And there is a called strike three for the first out, sending Lydia Smits back up for her appearance, where she's 1-for-2. She flew out to center in her first at bat. A single in her second, stolen base, and scored a run. So she's hoping to keep some success going for her as the ball was low and inside, so she's up 1-0 in the count. Lydia Smits, the lone senior on the team. And this time it's called strike down, right down the middle. Looks like a picket fence there on the scoreboard. One ball, one strike, one out. As Griesbach fires in, and there's strike two swinging for Smits. She goes down on the count. One ball, two strikes. Nelson on at first, trying to get some insurance runs. Build that lead back up. It was 5-0. It's 5-2 now, top of the fifth. And that's called strike three. I thought that was personally a little high, but I'll listen to the umpire. He's closer to it than I am, but I thought it was a little high, but that's all right. Still two down. Nelson at first. Lexi Stofflet up. She's had a pretty good night there for the Royals. As she has reached base, she's got a perfect on-base percentage. She has an RBI to her credit and walk. She's having a good night tonight. She swings and misses, so count goes 1-1, two outs for the Assumption freshman. Crowd thinning out a little bit with the temperature dropping. I understand it. As that's fouled straight back. Get a couple flinches here by some of the Auburndale faithful. I don't blame them. I flinched a little bit too. It's not too cold for me yet. I usually don't mind it a little cooler. Hands getting a little cold, but nothing I can't fight through. And there is called strike three. That one I think was a pretty good pitch. And down go the Royals. That inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, one left. So we're heading to the bottom of the fifth inning. Assumption still holding on to a 5-2 lead over Auburndale. So keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
Whether in the cold of winter or the storms of spring and summer, make power outages a thing of the past with a standby generator from Econ Electric. Econ Electric is your full-service electrical contractor with commercial, industrial, residential, and 24-hour emergency services. In Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, or Plover, count on Econ Electric to get the job done right. Located at 4610 Plover Road in Rapids. That's Econ Electric, where every project is done safe, done right, on time, every time. A proud supporter of high school athletics.
The pot.